happy to be in his presence. Can you once again celebrate Jesus by clapping your hands? I did not tell you to clap for me. I said clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is the strength of our lives. He is the reason of our existence. He is the reason why we are alive. Without him, we are nowhere to be found. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let Israel now say, if it has not been the Lord who has been our side. He said, when the enemy rose up against us, we could have been swallowed all by them. But he, the Almighty God, who knows the end from the beginning, he made you and I to escape like the birds of the air. Glory to God. We come to draw
from you again. Yeah, yeah. To bring every death into life. He's a life-giving river. Oh, let it flow right here, right now.
Father, we thank you this morning. We worship you because you are the creator of heavens and earth. We thank you because there is no like unto thee. We thank you for what you have done in our lives. Thank you for counting us among the living. Be thou exalted, Lord, be thou magnified. Be thou lifted up, Lord, above all other names. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we present ourselves to you this morning. We ask you to have mercy on us. In any way we have sinned against you, knowingly or unknowingly, Father, forgive us. In the name of Jesus, we commit today's service into your hands. Father, come and glorify yourself. Come and magnify yourself. Let your presence fill the house. Take control of everything we are going to do today. That at the end, your name alone be praised. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who are on the way coming. Even the footstep, I made them to be a particle of the blessing. In Jesus, a wonderful name, we pray. Celebrate Jesus by clapping your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have your seat. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. By the special grace of God, I want to be addressing three people this morning in our Sunday school. Are we addressing three categories of people this morning in our Sunday school? And I will beg you in the name of God, try everything possible to pay attention. Pay attention. And I know and I believe that God is going to do something new in our life this morning. As I said, I'm going to be addressing three people this morning. One, I'll be talking to those who are still in denomination. I'll be talking to those who are still in denominations. And secondly, I will also be talking to the bride of Christ who are in bride, who are in this church, but they are still having denominational spirits. So I will be talking to them as well. I will also be talking to those who have left bride assembly, but instead of them to fit in into what they have received, they have now decided to mingle themselves among the chickens. They have now decided to enjoy or to be enjoying the system of denominations. Praise God. Let me drop this into you this morning. If truly you have understood the message of the hour, if truly you have understood what the bride of Christ should know in this age, you cannot fit in denominations. Denominationalism system can never function, or you cannot flow in such gathering because of what you have received, or because of what God have exposed you to know. It is unfortunate that there are people who stay in bride hearing the teachings of our pastor, and they spend years in this church. They left this church and still fit in denomination. It's an error. Praise God. What did I say it is? It's an error. It is an evidence that they are only in bride, but the messages they are receiving has never done anything in them. I'm telling nothing but the fact truth. I that is speaking, if for any reason I'm opportune to leave bride, praise God, to United States of America, hallelujah, or I'm opportune to leave bride to other states, maybe I'm sent to other states or one thing or the other, but I will tell you nothing but the fact truth. I can't fit in denominational system. I can't. I'm telling nothing but the fact truth. I can't fit in a denominational system. Why I cannot fit in denominational system? Because that is where I came out from. I had something. There is something I had that pulled me out from it, or from there, or from that system. Now, how can I go back again to that system? It's an evidence that I'm a pig. And that is how a pig behaves. No matter how a pig is, if you like, go to Cana, go and bring out a pig. Bait the pig. After you finish baiting the pig, look for powder. Powder the pig. That pig will not stick, be comfortable in that place, because that is not where it's meant to be. It will still look for a place to go. He knows where he's supposed to be. And I would love you to pay attention, because God is against denominations or denominationalism. So this morning we'll be talking about, on a topic I titled, what is denominations? I'm here to give you the meaning of denomination. Our pastor has preached this message 12 years ago. That was when I newly joined Bride. He titled the message, you can get it in YouTube. He titled the message, Why We Are Not a Denomination. Praise God. I say praise God. Your amen is too cold. I say praise God. So let's start our teaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Open your Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I mean 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. IT. Praise God. It's a habit. We speak wisdom among them that are what? That are what? That are perfect. Yet, not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to what? To naught. So the wisdom we speak, or what I will be talking this morning, it is not the wisdom of this world. And if it is not meant for you, you can't get it. Praise God. But we speak the wisdom of God in what? In a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So there is something God has ordained. There is a mystery. There is a revelation. There is something God has what? Has prepared and put for his own children. And he has ordained it in that way for our glory. Verse 8. Which none of the prince of this world knew. For had they known it, they wouldn't have what? Crucified the Lord of glory. Hey, hallelujah. Devil thought that he was doing very good. Devil thought that he had succeeded in crucifying Jesus. Unknown to him, that except a corn falls to the ground and what? And die, it will not bring what? So Christ has to die so that you and I can be what? You are not getting. So that you and I can be what? So what they did to Jesus, was it for our own glory? Yes, it is our own glory. If devil have knew that you and I will become a Christian today and will become a fire for Christ, he wouldn't have made any attempts to kill Jesus. But you know, from our pastor, nobody killed Jesus. Jesus killed him what? Himself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 9. What verse are we? Verse 9. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have he entered into the heart of man the things which God has what? Have prepared for them that love him. When we read this scripture, we are only focusing on material things. When you read that scripture, your mindset should not only be on material things. Your mindset should be other things which are more important. What are other things that are more important? The revelation of the word of God. The revelation of the word of God is more than saying to reading this scripture and saying that God has prepared a car for me. The car that the Lord has prepared for me, I have not seen it. The house the Lord has prepared for me, I have not seen this and that. All these things are good, but there are other things that are more important than houses and cars. And that is the revelation of the word of God. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, let's take verse 10. But God has what? Has revealed them unto us. Can somebody appreciate God by clapping your hands? He said, well, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Give me Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. Praise God. Praise God. I'm trying to prepare a ground so that we can get it better. Matthew 13, 16 and 17. Now, what did he say? But blessed are what? Are your eyes. Amen. What did he say? But blessed are your eyes. For the what? For the what? For their see. This was what the conversation between Jesus and his who? And his disciples. Whenever Jesus is opportune to be speaking to the multitude, to the crowd, he speaks in what? In parable. He speaks in a language that only him can cause you to what? To understand. Somebody who is in denomination may be listening to me, but I will tell you, if I speak from here till next tomorrow on why you should come out from denomination, the brother or the sister may still remain in that denomination because why? He has eye, but he cannot see. He has ear, but he cannot hear. God already ordained it in that way. So for you that have eye and you can see, glory to God. Praise God. The best gift God can give to his children is the gift of revelation. There is something revelation does in the life of a Christian. Brother, if God gives you personal revelation, nobody takes it from you. A pastor stands in the pulpit to preach for hours. He stands in the pulpit to preach for hours. Okay? I will tell you, if God reveals himself personally to you, it is more powerful than what you hear from a pastor. Praise God. I say praise God. Let's finish up that scripture. Matthew chapter 13. Okay. But blessed are your eyes for their see, and your ears for what? For their hear. Verse 17. Look at it. For what? For very I said unto you that many prophets and righteous men, many people that call themselves GO, many that call themselves general overseer, many that call themselves reverend doctor, many that call themselves high this and high that. He said there are many that are wishing to see, to hear what you have seen and heard, but they cannot see. Hallelujah. He said, but they cannot see. There are many right prophets and righteous men who have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not what? Heard them. Appreciate God for what he has done for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. There are brothers and sisters that when you are talking to them about the simple revelations of the word of God, they cannot get it. And you don't have to force yourself trying to make them to understand it, because it's not meant for them. The only thing you have to do is to talk to them and pray for them. And if God has ordained them to know it, I will tell you that when the time comes, yeah, we also know it. There is one cry the Lord cried in the Bible. And up to today, God is still crying that cry. And what is that cry? Hosea chapter what? Chapter 4 verse 6. Hosea 4 6. What did he say? He said, but my people are what? Are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Did God say my people are destroyed for lack of cars? Talk to me now. Did he say my people are destroyed because they don't have houses? What did he say my people are? He said my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. So which means that there is one thing that you and I will get, and when we get it, the devil will tremble. When we get it, the devil will be afraid of us. The only reason why we behave the way we behave is because we have not known our rights. We have not known what we're supposed to know. When we know what we're supposed to know, what happens? Then God himself will be pleased. One of our pastors told us a story. He said he was driving and he noticed that all his papers has what? Has expired. All the paper. And The road safety held him on the road. And when they held him on the road, what happened? They told him to stop, and he stopped. Immediately he stopped. This our brother is not a lawyer. I don't understand the technicality that he used. But there is something we have to get from there. He made a statement. He told the road safety people. He said, have you seen where they pay lawyers? And this brother is not a lawyer. Have you seen where they pay lawyers? Immediately, road safety tell him, please, Oya go. Oya go. Why did they tell him to go? Because they know that when they start the matter, and when if truly he's a lawyer, by the time he applied technicality, even in his own wrong, he will still prove himself right. Hallelujah. So even the road safety people knew that this man that called himself lawyer is knowledgeable. So what God expects from us is nothing but knowledge. Let me finish that scripture, please. Let's finish that scripture. There is something we need to learn from that scripture again. Hosea 4:6. Okay, what did he say? He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast what? Rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Praise God. Somebody may say, how can God make this statement? God has seen your hearts from when? From the beginning. Even before your father and your mother come together as husband and wife, God knows you. God knows me. Even me that is standing here preaching, God knows what I go do in 20 years to come. True of us. That is why the Bible says, why the twins were still in the womb of Rebecca. What did God say? He said, Jacob, I love, but Esau, you're not saying it. Why? Because God have known them that for knowledge, Esau will not value his birthright. He will not value what it takes to become a priest. For you to become a priest, when we talk about priests, the way we see priest then is not the way priest is now. Priest now, you and I, we are priests of Christ. I hope you know. We become priests once we receive the Holy Ghost. Once the Holy Ghost comes or not, we become priests. And we are to fulfill the ordinances of who? Of priests or priesthood. Hallelujah. It's unfortunate that many Christians are not priests. One of these days, we'll take it as a teaching, the concept of priesthood. Praise God. I say praise God. Remember, we are looking at what is denominations. From the scripture we read, you will know that denomination, for you to preach to someone who is in denomination to come out from denomination, it's not going to be easy. It's only going to be possible if Christ himself comes down to review himself to that brother, to that sister that you are preaching to. Denomination is a serious thing that has brought Christianity into bondage. If there's anything that has brought you and I into serious bondage, it's nothing but denominations. And that is why I told you that this morning I'll be talking to three categories of people. People that are still in denomination, who have not seen reason to come out. People that are in bride, that are still having denominational hangover. And people who have left bride and they are unable to fix into denominations. Let's take a story. Genesis chapter 15. Praise God. Let's take a story. After this thing, the Lord of the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham. I am thy seed and thy word and thy seedly word, great reward. Verse 2. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing that I go childless? And the steward of thy house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, behold, to me thou hast given me no seed, and lo, one born in my house is my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thy what? This shall not be thy what? But he that what? That shall come forth out of thy own boy shall be thy heir. Please be revelated, because our pastor made a statement on our crossover. He said, he will be taking us on a teaching, the shadows of what? Who remember? Okay, none of you remember. Now, what he's trying to tell us from that is that that Old Testament is the shadow of things to what? To come. Making it to understand that anytime you are reading the Old Testament, you will see Jesus and his church in that thing you are reading. So there is Jesus and his church from this story we are reading. So pay attention. Verse 5. And he what? And he brought him forth from abroad. And what? Okay, and he brought him forth from abroad and said, look now forward heaven and tell the stars, that is, count the stars, either be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the law, and it was accounted to him for what? For righteousness. So when God told Abraham, count the what? Count the stars. And was Abraham able to count the stars? He was not able to count the stars. And God told him, because you are unable to count the stars, this is how your seed will be. That means your seed will be so much that you cannot number them. And the Bible said that Abraham did not doubt this word. Abraham believed this word, and it was accounted for him for what? For righteousness. So what makes Abraham righteous? Is it because he has cars? Is it because he has anointing? Is it because he's a pastor? What makes him righteous? Because he believed God. There is something belief does. Belief intoxicates. Belief changes your mindset. Belief makes you to behave abnormal in abnormal world. Belief makes you to be mad. Praise God. I say praise God. Abraham never doubted God. He believed the totality of the word of God. Praise God. So people that are in denominations, as I'm reading this scripture, begin to dissect it by yourself. You will see that many are in denominations because why? They don't believe the word of God. They don't. You cannot tell me you believe God's word and somebody is practicing something contrary to the word and you are still there. It's an evidence that the word is not in you. If the word is in you, that word that is in you, we reprove it. That word that is in you, we say, no, this is not what the Bible says. Hallelujah. Let's see Genesis chapter 16. Now you can see God has made a promise to Abraham. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bear him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was who? Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord had what? Has restrained me from what? From bearing. I pray thee, go into my maid. Hey. Hallelujah. He said, go into my what? Into my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Pastor said, maybe Abraham, the sister. Abraham did not question Sarah. Immediately, Sarah brought the suggestion. What happens? Abraham hearkened unto Sarah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it is something we need to learn from here. What we need to learn from here? You can see that Sarah came with another gospel. Sarah came with what? Another gospel. Contrary to the gospel that Abraham have received. And what is the gospel? I'm going to give you a child. Instead of Sarah to join Abraham with the gospel of patience, with the gospel of perseverance, with the gospel of endurance, with the gospel of standing firm to what God has spoken, Sarah brought another gospel. So for you to see that denomination, we can see that the product of denomination, what brought denomination, is nothing by human's intellectuality. It is nothing but human's ideology. It is nothing but human process. It is nothing by human thoughts. It is nothing but human reasoning. And the Bible says that we that call ourselves Christian, we should not live by what? By sight. We should live by faith. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, and for the evidence of things not yet seen. Hallelujah. Abraham believed God. But because he wants to please his wife, Because he knows that the wife has been going through pains and all that. He said, go ahead and bring your what? Your maid for me. And if you go on to the story, you will notice that, praise God, that Abraham accepted the woman, the maid. And after the acceptance of the maid, Abraham went into her and she conceived and what? And bare what? And bare what? And whose name is who? Ishmael. This is the real picture of denominations. And you know one thing. God did not abandon that child. God said, I'm going to make that child great. Hey, see, when we talk about denomination, like this, people will think about that. How can you say denomination is something that brought division? Where thousands of people are being connected. Brother, what's the name of your street? Give him mic.
Another cross street.
Okay. Can you number how many, can you think of how many churches that are in your street?
At least we have about two.
Two churches. Your streets, they are doing well. You are not good for this conversation. Sit down. Praise God. Let me use myself. Anybody who is above this, in your street, you have up to 10 churches. Anybody in the house?
We have up to 5. In my own house, we have 2 churches there.
Only your house, 2
my
churches.
My house, 54.
That means everybody in your house should be born again. Give him mic. Everybody in the house, they are born again because there should be 2 churches.
Not everyone. They are not born again.
Hallelujah.
And there are many shops there. They don't even go to church.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Now, what I'm trying to say from here, let there be 20 churches in one street. I remember I stay in Prince Ferdinand. If there's anybody that's coming from Prince Ferdinand, that was when I was staying with my uncle. There is one particular place in that Prince Ferdinand, one building. It is two-story building. We have the down floor. We have the second, the first floor and the second floor. Now, the first floor, there is church. That is the down floor, there is church. The first floor, there is church. The second floor, there is church. Beside the another compound, very just beside the there is another church. Let there be 20 churches in one street, brother, sister. It can never solve the problem of man. Instead, it will worsen the case. It will worsen the issue. So you cannot tell me that denomination is truly bringing souls to cry. Denomination is not bringing souls to cry. Denomination is bringing souls to men. Denomination is connecting men to God. It's connecting men to men, not men to God. Praise God. And the worst part of it, which I will not blame them. The Bible said that you shall receive the what? You shall receive the what? The Spirit. And when that Spirit comes, that Spirit is not a spirit of bondage. I have a very close friend of mine. I have done everything to my reach. To preach this brother out of denomination. Very close friend of mine. We have known for years. We have known about 2005, 6. My wife, she knows the person. Brother Emmanuel. I have done everything. Even when we are in school then. Because I was the head of the Christian Fellowship. 2005, 2006. I did everything. And this brother is fully aware that what I'm saying is true. But he loved his church. He loved his pastor more than Christ. That is the spirit of denominations. Praise God. I say praise God. Sarah brought a gospel. And when that gospel came, a child came. And God said, I'm going to make that child great. Brother, you are in a denomination where they are full of anointings. It is not an evidence that God is there. Because there is a difference between you being anointed, because God will always look for a vessel. And when that comes, it is for a purpose. And if you read that scripture, Let's see what happened in Genesis chapter what? Genesis chapter 17. From verse 15 to 19. Quickly. Genesis chapter 9. Okay, what did he say? And God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her names. I mean Sarah, but Sarah, her name will be. Verse 16, quickly. And I will bless her, and I will give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. So Abraham thought that what God was saying was referring to who? Ishmael. The next verse. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him, and for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Praise God. So who is the right heir of the throne? I can't hear you. Who is the promised child? Who is that child that was not born from intellectuality? Shout it now. Who is that child that was not born for human idea? Who is that child that was not born for human reasoning? Who is that child that is not born for human thought? Isaac was the heir of the covenant. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. That is why I love that message our pastor preached so much. Pastor Lumide preached. It says strange fire. Strange fire. One of the reasons why Sarah decided to bring that was because she doesn't want any reproach. She doesn't want people to look at her and this and that. All the people that are in denominations, they are there for one reason or the other. Let me drop a statement to you. There are many pastors today. Brother, let's say you are a pastor. And you know, if tithes and offering is removed from churches, let's say the government of Nigeria, I'm not saying the government should do so, because we need the tithes and offering for the gospel. Praise God. If government decide to bring a law that tithes and offering should not be collecting in the church, do you know that many pastors will resign? Many pastors will resign. Why they will resign? Because the fire that pushes them is no more there. So they are not there for souls. How can you, from year to year, from month to month, you cannot preach a message that will bring people to Christ? What are you there for? What kind of church are you running? Everything is in a social gathering. May God help us in the name of Jesus. I don't have time. Let's go to introduction. Let's go look at an introduction of the message. I will run other ones. I will run it. Introduction quickly. Hey, I can't see clearly. Praise God. It's after the fall of man in the Garden of Eden. Man has been seeking ways to get back to who? To his creator. Unfortunately, the ways are made to abducted by man to get back to his what? To his maker has been hacked. Have you heard about what you hack? Has been hijacked. On evil men, greedy pastors have hijacked it. Because men, naturally, there are people who are in denomination. They believe that the system they are is nothing but pure. Unknown to them. That's why you can be sincerely wrong. Unknown to them that the person that is driving or piloting the airplane has another agenda. So he hijacked you. Praise God. Abducted by man, got back to his creator, has been hijacked by men who crept into the church unaware and whose destiny is condemnation ordained before the foundation of the world. Man prefers, I hate this one, man prefers to do what? To look up to another man. For what? for solution instead of looking up to Almighty God. Let's go on, let's go on. No time. Let's go on. This process has made man to be dependent on everything. This dependence has brought man to be in a serious bondage. Serious bondage. And the only way out of this virus that I call denomination is to believe the word of God. Who say, come out of her, that you may not be partaker of her what? Of her sins. In Revelation chapter 17, 1 to 2. Revelation chapter 18, 1 to 4. And the provision God provided for us. In Hebrews chapter 22, verse 9. And he said, without the shedding of the blood, there will not be remission of what? Of sin. So Christ has to die. Your pastor did not die for you. Your church did not die for you. The only person that died for you is the Lord Jesus. And the evidence that you have acknowledged him, that he died for you on the cross, is that you surrender your total will, total wish, total way to him. But by the time you are looking up to men and believing the doctrines of men and allowing the doctrines of men to supersede the doctrines of God, then you have put yourself in a state of bondage. No matter the anointing that pastor has, no matter the grace that pastor has, as long he does not have anything that has to do with the scripture, do away with such gathering. Praise God. I say praise God. I say praise God. Celebrate Jesus by clapping your hands. So, brother, what is denomination now? Now we have gotten the background. What is denomination? Number one, denomination is a religious sect or a body designated by what? By a distinct name. That is one definition of denomination. It is a body with different names. How many baptisms do we have? How many baptisms do we have? Respond to me now. How many baptisms? How many Jesus? How many gospel? So why this denomination? I mean, why this division? Why redeem? Why deeper life? Why this? Why that? It is born out of man's reasoning. Number two meaning. Denomination is a church built with what? Laws, dogma, Greeks, and article of faith. Have you been in denomination before? If you have not, I've been there. I remember I'm saying this and I keep saying it. And I pray that 100% fire should come. And when it comes, I will say that anything that will kill my pastor, let him kill me. Praise God. Because I was in 100%, 100% powerful then. Praise God. When I get in touch with this message, the first time I received this message, because I'm a kind of person that I love to learn, and I became angry in my former church. Anytime a woman will climb the podium, when the woman climbed the podium, I became angry because I have heard this thing from our pastor. That is 2011, 2010. And so many other things they were doing. Our sister, if she's there, she can attest to you that the woman and the husband and wife, they have brought him to this church. Praise God. I became totally angry the way things were happening there. And I quickly ran to my pastor because then I have made up my mind. I ran to my pastor. I said, Daddy, they say, this is what the Bible says, that I permit not a woman to preach or to assault authority where men are. If any woman will learn anything, let him go and ask the husband at home. That is shameful for a woman to speak in the church. That is not good. The woman said, okay, what is the next one? I said, this baptism, we are baptizing in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son. The Bible said, you shall baptize in the name. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is a title. What? You have a name. You are Dr. Oluba Abraham. You have a name. The man looked at me. I said, Uzo, I thought you were a Christian. I never knew you were a pagan. Just because I told him what the scripture said, that scripture that I quoted, was it my own scripture? It wasn't. But even if the man knew that what I'm saying is true, he cannot go contrary, because why? He has dwelt so long on that Greeks and dogmas. That is why denomination is totally wrong. Because in denomination, they are built with so many articles of faith. They don't believe what the Bible say. They believe what the church say. And what the church say to them is absolute. They will even tell you, see you, when do you start? Not be you that started yesterday. Not be you that started yesterday. Because those days when we are small, we use buster. We use buster to preach. I don't use buster. I stand in the altar, preach. Praise God. I say, praise God. They will say, see this small boy. That was the same thing I told Jesus. Was not the carpenter's son. But they are not known to them that what he carries is beyond their comprehension. Praise God. So that is why you need to come out. Time will fail me to shred this. They are so built with so many things. Many, many things. They have so many rules and regulations. Give me Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15. Verse 8 and 9. Matthew 15, 8 and 9. Oh, quickly, quickly, quickly. These people draw near unto me with what? With their mouth. And honoring me with what? With their lips. But their heart is what? Is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for the doctrines, the commandments of men. William Branham said, I love the people, but I hate the what? The system. The system is corrupt. The system is not Bible-based. And that is why if truly you have responded to Christ, you need to come out. You need to come out. Praise God. The next definition, what is denomination? It is a church with hierarchy of leadership. In the time of Jesus, what did they call them? They called them Pharisees and Sadducees. But these days, what did they call them? General overseer. What did they call them? Reverend daughter. What did they call them? Archbishop. What did they call them? His holiness. All these things, they are not in scripture. What is in the scripture? He said there are only five things that are in the scripture. What are they? Some he gave apostles. Some he gave pastors. Some he gave what? Teachers. Some evangelists. Some prophets. Where did you get his holy? Imagine a man answering his holiness. People are not afraid. Praise God. Imagine somebody answering general overseer. General. When you tell them, they will tell you that they are general overseer of their church. Brother, leave it. Not, you know, go die. You know, go die. I went for a program, a denomination. This is my pastor that called me a pagan. He died last year. So I went for the program. When I got to the program, they welcomed me. I sat down. Then, you know, the way they welcomed me was different from the way they welcome other people. And what happened? They said, up to 10. Hey, brother, if you know what did happen in the denomination, you go come out. They said, let's welcome they started with his general overseer. Then from there, and you know, if they don't refer them that names, they don't feel comfortable. As if they came from heaven with a title. Hey, hallelujah. Please, we don't have time. The next point. Praise God. Denomination is a church with local what? Branches. And I hate it. Why I hate it? Go to another point. Denomination is a church with local branches whose operation is under the leadership of men, not God. It does not allow the leading of the Spirit. I remember one certain time I was to preach in my former church. Immediately I mounted to the podium to preach. The Spirit of God ministered to me. He changed the topic. As the topic changed, I ran to one of the pastors. Please, I don't think I'm going to say this thing I have received. He said, do you want to go contrary to what you have given? Praise God. Praise God. They want you to stick to what they have given you. Any further lights, they don't need it. Any further revelation, they don't need it. What they want is that. And let me quickly announce to this. All the people that believe the teaching of William Branham and that say that no more revelation, that all the revelation has been given by William Branham, that is an error. You did not hear me. It is a statement that has made so many to hate our pastor because they believe that our pastor has brought something different from what William Branham has teach or taught. Praise God. I say praise God. Once again, appreciate Jesus by clapping your hands. Denomination is a church that has what? That has dependence assemblies. It has dependence. It has people that depend on them. That is why a man who is very 80 to 90 years old will tell another man, brother, you are retired. So what happened to the person who is 80 years? That one not be, you know, they retire. How can 80 be retiring 60? Or 60 something? It's an error. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Denomination is a commercialization gospel churches. We can say it over and over again. It is a church where all kinds of commercialization takes place. How can you call yourself a man of God? You are selling anointing oil. You are selling water. And you tag it with different names. Where did you get that thing from? And when you are telling people, this thing is not in the scripture, they will tell you, leave it. People that are doing it, are you better than them? It is an evidence that you have not received Christ. If you have received Christ, that thing that happened, that thing Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5. I love that scripture. Matthew chapter what? 10 verse 28. Give me that scripture. Praise God. Matthew chapter. I said what? Fear not them which kill the what? The body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Brother, who are we to fear? Is it pastors or Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus Christ. Denomination is a permissive will of God. It's a permissive will of God churches. Brother, anointing is happening there. It's not an evidence that God is there. Hallelujah. The Lord told Moses, when Moses at the first time, when the people of Israel need water, what happened? The Lord spoke to Moses, strike the what? The rock. And when Moses struck the rock, water came out. At the second time they need the what? Water. You cannot crucify him twice. What was the statement God made? He said, speak to the rock. And instead of Moses speaking to the rock, what did Moses do? Moses struck the rock. Water still came out. But what happened? Death sentence has already been written to Moses. So that water that came out, was it a perfect will of God or permissive will of God? It was a permissive will of God. But time shall come when the true worshiper shall worship God in spirit and in truth. We are approaching that age, or we are already in that age. Very soon, there will be a great revival. People that are in bondage will come out. Will come out. Praise God. Let's take the last one. Denomination is a broken system. Please, I would love my coordinator to help me to bring seven women and one man as I run up with the message. Let me have that there, second to the last point there. What did he say? He said denomination is a broken system. Do you know what that means? Let's read, okay, Matthew chapter 13. Let's see 47. Why they are coming out quickly? And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from where? Among the just. Now, when you see a farmer who is looking for water to what? Who is looking for water to water the plants, what does he do? He creates what? An artificial broken system, all right? Talk to me now. He creates an artificial broken system. Now, what is the purpose of creating an artificial broken system? So that from there, he can get water to feed the plants. But do you know that broken system cannot be compared with a living water? It cannot be compared with a flowing water. So in that broken system, what happens? All manner of things happens. What happened? That is where you see dogmas. That is where you see Greeks. That is where you see all kinds of things that do not glorify God. They will come and bend and remain there. That is the picture of denominationalism. Praise God. Praise God. Now, as I round off the last point, What is the last point? He said, denomination is likely to what? To Isaiah prophecy in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1. Let's read. Listen to that scripture. Isaiah 4, when? Verse 1. And what? And in that day, it's referring now, in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man. Where are the seven women? Now, these are the seven women. Am I correct? Where is the man that is taking hold of these seven women? Do we have the man? Okay, you are the man. Please, appreciate this brother now. Praise God. No. No, please, help me out. Help me out. Hey, woman, thank you. Praise God. Now, imagine these seven women. Imagine these seven women. I hope you know, anytime the Bible talks about these women, women are referred to be church. I hope you all know. So, these women are churches. These women you are seeing, they are churches. And these churches you are seeing, they decided to come to this man. And when they came to this man, what was their response? They said to this man, just allow us to what? To only bear. So what does that mean? They are simply telling you that, brother, this woman you see, they are not interested of you. The only thing they are interested of you, that they just want to answer. What's your name? They just want to answer that word, Sonny. Imagine a woman telling her husband, don't provide clothes for me. Imagine a woman telling her husband, don't take care of my houses. The only thing I want from you, let me answer your name. That is an error. And these are the women. When you read the book of Ephesians chapter 5, the Bible says that Christ died for what? He laid down his life for the church. These are women that are supposed to be loyal. Oh, you're not ready. They're supposed to be loyal to their what? They're supposed to be loyal to their husband. They're supposed to respond before the husband calls. What happened? They say, yes, sir. Before the husband said, what do you need? They will mention their needs. But they have decided to tell the husband, for leave us, anything that has to do with us, we are not interested. We are not interested. We are not interested of anything you are doing. And that is the picture of denominations. How can you say you are a pastor and you don't believe the word of God? How can you say you are a child of God? The word of God does not have effect in you. How can you say I am a Christian? I am going contrary to the Bible. How can you say you are a Christian? You are in a mix of people who only answer name, who only anointing is, but anything that has to do with God has nothing to do with them. And the Lord is encouraging us in Revelation chapter 17. What did he say at 18? He said, come out among them. Come out from that error. Come out from that system. Come out from that system that do not glorify God. And you will see that your husband will also give you what you want. You are looking so beautiful. Anointing is full everywhere. It's not an evidence that God is with you. The Bible says it is written once for a man to die. After that, judgment. What will you give in response of what he has done for you? He laid down his life for you. Instead of you to be loyal and respect him and do what he commanded you to do, you say, no, we want to answer your name. May God help us. Bow down your head, let's pray. Bow down your head. We continue. Begin to talk to God.